Topic 1. Can a computer have common sense? The material in this chapter is based on my knowledge of computer and software developments up until November 2016. Developments in computer technology are taking place at a very rapid rate. Thus, there may have been new developments in computer technology that I was not aware of when I wrote this chapter. This chapter will be focused on the following. Can a computer have common sense that functions similar to human common sense? Can computers mimic some components of common sense, such as by reading and writing text? Are there any developments in artificial intelligence that might be useful to the writer? Are there computers and software that can simulate common sense, such as by answering random interview questions, or responding to verbal questions that involve mathematics? If not, would it ever be possible to develop computers and software that can carry out the above? Subtopic: Can a computer have common sense that functions similar to human common sense? Can a computer have common sense the way people do? Computers are not consciously aware of images and other data that is entered into their memory. More precisely, they cannot evaluate information in the same way that human beings can. Humans essentially perceive and evaluate the world on a multidimensional level. As a result, they can develop a large number of reasonably accurate assumptions or conclusions about an entity from a single experience. For example, if an adult did not know what an elephant was, when he sees an elephant for the first time, he will most likely derive the following conclusions. Elephants are animals, and they are larger and heavier than people and other animals. Elephants have a tail, and they walk on four legs. Elephants are different from other animals, because they have a trunk, which they use to manipulate food and objects. Because of their large size, elephants are stronger than people and other animals, and they could be dangerous. Computers cannot derive a set of conclusions by observing a random object, as described above. With the above set of conclusions, a human can answer an almost limitless number of questions about elephants, such as the following. Could a human being possibly ride on the back of an elephant? If there were a fight to the death between an elephant and a rabbit, which animal would most likely win? Can a man lift an elephant with his hands? How many limbs does an elephant have? If you bought an elephant, would it cost more than a rabbit? Would an elephant cost more than the world's largest zoo? Could you fit an elephant in a cage designed for a rabbit? Could you fit an elephant in the Grand Canyon? A computer could answer the above questions only if the answers were programmed into the software. A more complex possibility is to incorporate visual recognition software that can recognize specific components that relate to elephants, and to compare them with other animals. This is certainly not the same as human common sense, as described in the previous paragraph. With a common sense faculty, a human can figure out the answers to a large number of random questions about an entity. This can include questions that compare the entity to other objects and animals. Subtopic: A brief description of what computers and software can do and cannot do. It should be apparent from the above, computers do not have the ability to carry out common sense reasoning the way human beings do. Computers can answer questions based on programming, such as if the input is question A, search database to find and display answer A. This might also include, if answer A is not in the database, search for closest matching answer to question A. However, if the computer is instructed to choose the closest matching answer to question A, it might display an erroneous answer. The situation arises when speech-to-text software provides an incorrect phrase, which does not relate to the statement the user verbalized. A similar situation is seen with artificial intelligence software, such as chat robots. This can involve a meaningless response to a question or statement presented by the user. Most of us encountered a similar situation when we carried out an internet search that resulted in irrelevant search results. without the faculty of common sense, computers cannot always determine the difference between responses that are nonsensical, correct, or meaningful. In other words, the computer might not be able to carry out the required evaluations to determine if the closest matching answer to question A is correct, incorrect, or nonsense. However, at a more sophisticated level, software can be created to answer questions that involve certain types of evaluations. For example, a little over a year ago, I created for demonstration and experimental purposes, an online software device that can carry out evaluations involving 5 questions. The answers to these questions could not be programmed into the software, because they are constantly changing with time. The questions are presented below. How long ago was this software created, and hours, minutes, and seconds? The response, 8628 hours, 10 minutes and 18 seconds. The response also includes 359 days, 12 hours, 10 minutes, and 18 seconds. What is the last day of the month? The response, last day of the month is Monday, October 31st, 2016. What is the current date? The response, today is Friday, October 28th, 2016. What time is it? The response, the time is 12:19 and 4 seconds p.m. What year is it? The response, the year is 2016. The software described above is accessible from www.techfortext.com web link. Note, the software does not display well in Internet Explorer, so use Chrome, Firefox, or Opera.